Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
As long as you love God, you accept Him into your heart. That is the beginning foundation. But to get the full measure of it, you have to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit like they taught, like they did in the upper room. Amen? So you got to understand this thing. A lot of people believe that you don't supposed to speak in other tongues publicly and so forth. Now, understand this. Speaking in tongues is your number one, the perfect will of God is the Holy Spirit. When you speak in tongues, the Bible tells us that that is a language, a heavenly language that is communicating between you and God. So when the Spirit gives you utterance and you begin to speak in tongues, you're communicating back and forth between you and God. That ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. That's a difference. The difference of the gift of tongues versus the baptism of tongues and the evidence of speaking in tongues. There is a difference. Yeah, the devil don't want people to hear this. He don't want people to have an understanding of this. But listen to me. There is a difference from having the baptismal or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the initial evidence of speaking in tongues versus the gift of tongues. The Bible tells us that there's the gift of tongues and the gift of tongue interpretation. There's a difference. The gift of tongues is this. If someone is in a service and they begin to speak out in tongues, dos mas ki to to te be ko shanda ki to 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 shende to to ki tando bo sha. And I've experienced this even in my own services. Everybody gets quiet. It's like a holy hush comes upon everybody. That individual just spoke in tongues and the whole congregation gets quiet. And then after that, there's like a few second pause because the Holy Spirit is searching out someone to give the interpretation to. Or the person that may have the gift of interpretation. After that holy hush or after that pause, somebody else may stand up and say, thus saith the Lord. He has said this and he says this. He says this and the Lord says that. Whatever the Holy Spirit has spoken tongues. That's the gift of tongues. But when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that's different. That is the evidence, the initial evidence. You understand what I'm saying? And I had a young lady in one of my churches that I planted, me and my wife planted. She said, well, I heard that the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking in tongues was a gift. And everybody don't receive it. She was a babe, so that's okay. Please share this. Share. She was a babe, so she didn't understand. I told her, just like I told you all, there is a difference. There's a difference from having the gift of tongues and having the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I told her there's a difference. I said, she said, the leader that told her this told her that everybody don't receive the gift. That's a lie. Everybody does receive the gift if you seek it out, if you want it. Why would he give all those people in the upper room the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, but he won't give it to you? The Bible says what? Jesus said what? He said, I'm going away, but I leave here with you another comforter. Who was the first? It said another comforter. Who was the first comforter? He said, I'm going away, but I leave here with you another comforter. Who was the first comforter? Jesus. What's the second comforter? The Holy Spirit. The Bible says when he died, he gave up what? The ghost. The ghost, right? The ghost is what? The Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. It came out of him and it stayed here in the earth. The Holy Spirit is the most important person here on planet Earth right now today. He's the most important person on planet Earth. All three are God. Listen to me. All three are God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But they're three different persons that have three different operations and three different manifestations. You understand what I'm saying? But they're all God, meaning they're all God in agreement. You have one, listen to me, you have one day, one whole day, but you have what? You have two different distinctions. You have night, or you have day, and you have night, but it's still one day. Same with the Holy Spirit. The only thing is, it's a Trinity. You have the God the Father, God the Son, and then you have God the Holy Spirit. They're all one in agreement, but they're all three distinct persons. I come from the UPCI. What they taught is Jesus' name only. They taught that Jesus Christ is the Father, Jesus Christ is the Son, and Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. I, for many years, under my bishop, I used to believe that. Till I came in contact with my wife, who was a part of Church of God in Christ, and she gave me the revelation, and I fought against it. I fought against it for a long time, because that's how I was indoctrinated. Don't you know, when you're indoctrinated like that, it's hard for you to let go? It's like a spiritual soul tie. But God gave me revelation, and the Lord manifested to me before face to face. And he began to tell me, he began to say, the people that believe in Jesus' name only, he said, those are my people too. He said, the people that believe in the Holy Trinity, those are my people too. But he said, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I just felt a cool wind. Hikabashata. But he said, both of those are his people. But I am the Son. The Lord began to speak to me. He said, I am the Son, but I left my spirit and I have a Father. We are three distinct individuals. Did you hear what I said? Glory be to God. So understand this. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not the same as the gifts, the gift of the Holy Spirit, or the gift of interpretation of tongues. In Acts 2:4, it says, all them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. This Spirit and this gift is for every man. The Bible talks about it, and even Acts 2:3, I believe. It says, for whosoever will, anyone that wants it can obtain it, but you have to seek him. You have to pursue. You say, why, Apostle, why do I have to seek him out? Why? Well, why did Jesus talk in parables? And why is the word full of parables? Because he want to see how bad you want it. He want to see how bad you really want it. Is you going to fast for it? Is you going to pray for it? If you really want that McDonald's hamburger at 12 o'clock midnight, you're going to run and go get it. People do what they want to do when they want to do it. That's why I tell people all the time, yeah, you don't, some people, a lot of people all over the world invest in me and my wife programs, invest in our ministry and what we got to teach, but you got some that don't. I say, you people do what they want to do. The same way with Jesus Christ. He spoke in parables because he didn't want it easily understood. He wanted you to search it out. He wanted you to seek it out. If you want his spirit indwelling in you, he want to see how bad you want it. Are you going to seek him for it? You understand what I'm saying? So the gift of tongues and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the evidence of speaking in tongues are totally different. Are totally different. I really want to lay that foundation. You got a lot of people out there that's moving in gifts, but they're not necessarily moving in anointing. You got to be careful with that. If you got prophets that can't teach the word of God, they're really not. I'm not going to say that they're not called, but they wasn't trained right, or they moving ahead of the anointing. They moving ahead of their time. You understand what I'm saying? They moving ahead of their time. So you don't want to be that type of person that not teaching about the Holy Spirit, not teaching about the Bible in its entirety. And another thing, there's different type of understandings when it comes to this, but this is what I teach. This is what I strongly believe. I know this for a fact, that if you understand tongues, If you understand speaking in tongues, you'll have the revelation to miracles. I'm not about to go in detail with that because I only share certain secrets with sons and daughters. I can't share certain secrets with everybody. I would share word with everybody, the word of God and the word of prophecy of God, give it to me, but I can't share my secrets with the world like that. Secrets are only meant for sons and daughters. You understand what I'm saying? But there is a secret, supernatural secret when it comes to speaking in tongues. There's a supernatural secret to that. Apostle Paul said what? Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:18, he said, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. Why did he say that? It was a reason Apostle Paul said, I thank God in 1 Corinthians 14:18 that I speak in tongues more than all of you. It was a direct reason, and it's supernatural, and ain't nobody tell it to me. I have to search the scriptures, and I also have to study great men and women of God that have passed on before me. Before I had a car years ago, I was walking miles to the library, miles back and forth, studying. Because I couldn't afford certain books. So I would go to the library. I looked up one book on the life of Smith Wigglesworth. On the life of Smith Wigglesworth, I got that book. Hando Bokusha. The Holy Spirit began to lead me to study that book. This was years ago. And he showed me in the book the secret. One of the primary secrets to Smith Wigglesworth ministry. I began to study it out and gain revelation concerning that. He also showed me through W.V. Grant. W.V. Grant's son, he's on here on Facebook. He's a friend of mine. He began to show me through his father. He's passed on now. He wrote, I think, like 500-something books. He had a healing ministry. He began to show me these secrets. So I had to search it out. So that means you all got to search it out too. Please share this. If you really want it, you got to search it out. It's one thing to read the book, but you got to identify the secrets that's inside the book. Because I read the book over and over, but I didn't identify the secrets inside the book until I really, really began to search that thing out and I was led by the Holy Spirit. I said all that to say that if you really want the Holy Spirit, anybody can have it. The indwelling and the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's just about how bad you want it. I know the enemy mad because when you begin to talk about this, because the Holy Spirit is a comforter, the Holy Spirit is a teacher, the Holy Spirit changed people's life. I know the Holy Spirit mad. When you begin to transform people's life with teachings like this, he gets mad. I'm putting it out there over the airwaves because it's a lot of junk going over the airwaves and a lot of mess and a lot of darkness, but people ain't teaching on this today in the church. Not, I ain't saying every church, but a great deal of churches ain't teaching on it, and especially a lot of these people that's coming on Facebook Lives ain't teaching on it. But this right here, when you get the indwelling, it'll shift. It'll start changing things. It's like you got furniture inside your living room. Once you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he will begin to rearrange the furniture. You have this out of place. You have that out of order. Let me put that right there, son. Let me put that right there, daughter. You're going to come into my fullness now. You're coming into my measure now. You're coming into more of my revelation now. You're coming into more of my power now. You have my spirit. My God, my God. Yeah. Understand, I know the enemy mad, and I'll probably come under persecution for this teaching. A bunch of weirdos gonna start popping up. Watch what I tell you. But that's okay, though. I know what I'm teaching is right. Anybody can have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The devil don't want you to have it because he knows the supernatural secret of worship, the supernatural secret of speaking in tongues, the supernatural secrets of the things of God. And when you begin to have the Holy Spirit, it's like the scales get ripped off your eyes. You begin to see more. You begin to hear more. A lot of things that you faced in your life, a lot of the rejection that people carrying around, though a lot of times, remember what I taught y'all the other day? I told y'all when it's like you inside of your soul, you have an empty space, a void. It's either one or two things that's going to be filled in that empty space inside that void, either the Holy Spirit or the light of Christ, which is the Holy Spirit, or the kingdom of darkness. So a lot of people, they carry in rejection. Rejection is filling their soul, and they don't know how to get delivered from it. No matter how many deliverance conferences you go to, it always comes back, or it's never leaving them. And no matter who lay hands on them, because they still have that void. That void has to be filled up with something, and what it has to be filled up with is the Holy Spirit, the indwelling. That's why you see some people that are babies and they always popping off at the mouth on social media. It's like they're coming against people as crazy. They're in their flesh because the Holy Spirit is a spirit of self-control. They don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit in them with the evidence of speaking in tongues, so they have no self-control. You understand what I'm saying? They have no self-control. When you have the Holy Spirit indwelling in you with the gift of speaking in tongues, when you have that in you, it's certain things that your flesh might want to do, but the Spirit will withhold you. He's a gentleman, but it's a check, a strong check you will get in your spirit. You will feel it. You will be convicted like crazy. It would take a whole world to move to get you to do something that's not right. I'm not saying when you get the Holy Spirit, you're going to be perfect. But what I'm saying is that conviction, that thing, when you would the places that you would normally go, you wouldn't go because the Holy Spirit is restraining your heart. It's grasping your heart, squeezing your heart, symbolically I'm talking about. Squeezing your heart, saying, no, don't do that. Now, listen to me. The Holy Spirit can speak to you and you not have the indwelling. Yes, that's true. He can still speak to you. You can still get conviction. Yes, true. But there's a difference. Anybody that got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they will let you know. There is a difference. There is a difference. And I'm going to say this again. Just because you don't got it, don't mean you're going to go to hell. But your life could be so much fuller if you allow him to come on the inside. You understand what I'm saying? It'll be so much fuller. You'll have not just the measure, but you'll have the fullness thereof. Hekandabusha. I feel the anointing of God. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, I feel the presence of Jehovah in this place. Hekondobusha. I feel his glory. Hey, my God.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.